Ladies and gentlemen, the next three lectures are about feminism. When I told friends that I was going to give three lectures on feminism, I got some rather different responses from them. The first might be put, three lectures on feminism? More or less, ye gods, why are you discussing it at all, let alone giving over three lectures? The other, three lectures on feminism? You mean only three? You can't even begin to do justice to feminism in such a brief space. My view is, feminism is important and it's interesting, and it's also both had and is having a major impact on the world. It's also, though, important for questions that it raises about the assumptions of more mainstream approaches to politics, particularly liberalism. So, from that point of view, in my judgment, this is material which should be found important by people almost regardless of their initial reaction. I am, though, going to have to be very selective. But I believe that there is an interesting story here to tell, so let's go with it. What is feminism all about? Feminism includes both, on the one side, an analysis of the position of women in society and why they typically held a position that's subordinate. Feminism is also looked at as the political struggle against that position of women. Feminism is now, at least in the academy, very popular, and there have been discussions about its history. And indeed, it's been claimed to have a long, if slightly discontinuous history from a woman called Christine de Pizan, who lived from 1364 to 1430. Aside from its prime concerns, feminism has produced some powerful and really challenging ideas, both in politics and in political thought, in reflections on politics. The field is vast and complex.